The Tragedy of Julius Caesar by William Shakespeare. Act 5, Scene 5. Another part of the field. Enter Brutus, Dardanius, Cletus, Strato, and Volumnius. Come, poor remains of friends, rest on this rock. Statilius, show the torchlight, but my lord, he came not back. He is or taken or slain. Set thee down, Cletus. Slaying is the word. It is a deed in fashion. Hark thee, Cletus. There is whispering. What? Hi, my lord. No, not for all the world. Peace, then. No words. I'll rather kill myself. Hark thee, Dardanius. He whispers to him. Shall I do such a deed? Oh, Dardanius. Oh, Cletus. What ill request did Brutus make to thee? To kill him, Cletus. Look, he meditates. Now is that noble vessel full of grief that it runs over even at his eyes. Come hither, good Volumnius. List a word. What says my lord? Why, this, Volumnius, the ghost of Caesar hath appeared to me two several times by night at Sardis once, and this last night here in Philippi Fields. I know my hour is come. Not so, my lord. Nay, I am sure it is, Volumnius. Thou seest the world, Volumnius, how it goes. Our enemies have beat us to the pit. Low sounds occur. It is more worthy to leap in ourselves than tarry till they push us. Good Volumnius, thou knowest that we two went to school together. Even for that our love of old, I prithee, hold thou my sword hilts, whilst I run on it. That's not an office for a friend, my lord. The sounds continued to grow. Fly, fly, my lord, there is no tarrying here. Farewell to you, and you, Volumnius, Strato, thou hast been all this while asleep. Farewell to thee too, Strato. Countrymen, my heart doth joy that yet in all my life I found no man but he was true to me. I shall have glory by this losing day, more than Octavius and Mark Antony, by this vile conquest shall attain unto. So fare you well at once, for Brutus's tongue hath almost ended his life's history. Night hangs upon mine eyes. My bones would rest that have but labored to attain this hour. There is a cry from within. Fly, fly, fly. Fly, my lord, fly. Hence I will follow. Cletus, Dardanius, and Volumnius exit. I prithee, Strato, stay thou by thy lord. Thou art a fellow of a good respect. Thy life hath had some smack of honour in it. Hold then my sword, and turn away thy face, whilst I do run upon it. Wilt thou, Strato? Give me your hand first. Fare you well, my lord. Farewell, good Strato. Caesar, now be still. I killed not thee with half so good a will. Brutus runs on his sword and dies. There is a retreat. Enter Octavius, Antony, Messala, Lucilius, and the army. What man is that? My master's man, Strato. Where is thy master? Free from the bondage you are in, Messala. The conquerors can but make a fire of him, for Brutus only overcame himself, and no man else hath honor by his death. So Brutus should be found. I thank thee, Brutus, that thou hast proved Lucilius's saying true. All that served Brutus, I will entertain them. Fellow, wilt thou bestow thy time with me? Aye, if Messala will prefer me to you. Do so, good Messala. How died my master Strato? I held the sword, and he did run on it. Octavius, then take him to follow thee. That did the latest service to my master. This was the noblest Roman of them all. All the conspirators, save only he, did that they did in envy of great Caesar. He only in a general honest thought and common good to all made one of them. His life was gentle, and the elements so mixed in him that nature might stand up and say to all the world, "This was a man." According to his virtue, let us use him with all respect and rites of burial. Within my tent, his bones tonight shall lie, most like a soldier ordered honorably. So call the field to rest, and let's away to part the glories of this happy day. They exit. The end of Act 5, Scene 5, and the end of William Shakespeare's play, The Tragedy of Julius Caesar. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.